Right.
We start this week at the end. The end of Tony Blackburn's time at Radio 1 this week, 29 years ago.
And this is the sort of end of an era, really. I opened up Radio 1, and I'd like to just say on behalf of the people that your mums and dads probably will remember, the ones who opened up Radio 1 initially, Roscoe, Johnny Walker, Stuart Henry, people who aren't with us anymore but on various other radio stations, Kenny Everett, David Hamilton, Terry Wogan and Ed Stewart, and all the other guys who were part of this particular era that I've been... part of.
1984, and Tony Blackburn's farewell from Radio 1 after 17 years. And this week in 88, Peter Powell left the station after 11 years. His last spell was also on Weekend Breakfast. So if they ever ask you to do that show, say no. 1995 now, and this week, radio was making the news.
The third age of radio arrived today. That's how the BBC described its launch of a new system known as digital audio broadcasting. DAB will offer listeners high-quality sound, free from interference. But the new radios needed to receive the service cost more than £700 each and won't be in the shops for 2 years.
The news of DAB this week, 18 years ago. Radio was proud of that launch, just as television was proud of this one this week in 1955.
In January this year, the contractors charged with the execution of this new Elizabethan enterprise had nothing more than paper letterheads and hope. Now, 9 months later, something approaching a miracle of organization and design has been accomplished. Studios, staff, and technical equipment have all been assembled. A new public service is about to be launched over the rooftops of old London.
1955, and the modest launch of ITV. But radio wasn't going to sit there and take the new competitor lying down. It pulled out its biggest guns and killed off Grace Archer.
Grace! Grace!
For years there was speculation about whether that dramatic plot in The Archers was serendipity or not, but 5 years ago a memo from the then controller of the network was unearthed, and it said as follows: "The more I think about it, the more I believe that a death of a violent kind in The Archers, timed if possible to diminish interest in the opening of commercial television in London, is a good idea. It's one I will almost certainly have to refer for policy guidance to higher quarters." Here's cause for radio celebration, a 92nd birthday.
Good morning, all. And that's the first lie of the day. It's absolutely terrible down here in London. It's definitely your SOS morning. Showers of snow all over the place. And having, like the rest of all the country, I suppose, slipped and slithered.
The voice of Jimmy Young, born this week as radio itself was born in 1921. And Simon Mayo must be comforted to be born under that same star sign of longevity. He's 55 this week.
I'd done student radio when I was at Warwick, and I'd done hospital radio down in Shoreham, but Radio Nottingham was the start, and it was just a fantastic place to work, and it was a wonderful atmosphere. And I'd come from, I better phrase this quite carefully, I'd done some work at a local radio station where the atmosphere was less than pleasant.
Simon Mayo, is it really a year since this chap started on Radio 1 Breakfast?
Quite a surreal day for me. Been dreaming of this since that little child, and now it is day one of the big job, and I'm excited. I'm nervous, I'm excited, but I'm happy, and more than anything, just desperate to get on with it.
Nick Grimshaw in the coattails of Chris Moyles this week in 2012. Changes in regulation now, and this week in 73, at a press conference to launch ILR commercial radio, the IBA announced that John Thompson would have the title Director of Radio as the regulator assumed its new additional duties. And this week, the following year, in 74, Cecilia Garnett crossed the floor, leaving the regulator to join the trade body.
If you go up to Glasgow, you'll find that the sound coming out of the Glasgow transmitter will be perhaps not to a Londoner's taste, but it will certainly, I think, be to a Glasgow person's taste. Of course, they brought stereo to Scotland, which I think was very important. Then you've got contrasting that completely with a station like BRMB in Birmingham, who are very much providing a social service.
The climate of commercial radio in 74, as told there by Cecilia Garnett. Back to the art now, and this week in 65, another pirate station launched, broadcasting from a fort in the Thames Estuary, just off Whitstable.
We'll be back on the air at 6:30 in the morning with our first programme of the day, Morning Melody. Till then,
We wish you a peaceful night and a pleasant and happy day tomorrow. So from us all here on Radio 390, good night, everyone. Good night.
Don't you just love that second intimate goodbye? Radio 390 from Red Sands Fort, playing sweet music aimed, they said, at housewives whilst their husbands are out at work. Goodbye, darling. And from the North Sea to the East Midlands, Radio 390 to Radio 106.
But before we hear the first record, I'm very pleased to be able to hand over to the nation's most famous television newlyweds, John Savidant and Sherry Hewson, better known as Coronation Street's Fred and Maureen, who'll put us on the air.
Everybody.
Radio 106, launching this week in 1997. Later Century, later Heart, and now Gem 106. Some things just stay the same, though, and this week in 1955, a programme launched which lives on to this day, Fook, from our own correspondent. In 1980, TV correspondent Charles Wheeler spoke about how the programme used radio's magic.
When I was in America, for example, if I was covering a demonstration, let's say, Martin Luther King March in Chicago, he's stoned by the local Polish community because he's trying to bring about open housing, break open white areas for blacks. And in the middle of that demonstration, there's a call box at the side of the road. And I can go in, I can put 10 cents in, and I can dial London, and I can do an immediate piece with the door of that phone box open, and London can actually hear the noises going on while I'm doing it. You can't do that in television.
Charles Wheeler, one of the many voices heard over the years on From Our Own Correspondent, which began on the Home Service this week in 1955. So, with South Coast Radio launching this week 22 years ago, Amber Radio launching 18 years ago, and EMAP restructuring after acquiring the Metro Radio Group 18 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.